Joined as always by my friends Allison, Chris. You can find us at binaryjazz.us. The way this whole shindig works, Allison brings a topic. We discuss it without knowing what the topic is until the end of the show, and then we are embarrassed to find out that we were wrong. Actually, I don't think there's any embarrassment. We're just wrong, and yeah. We perhaps learned something. It's like Sesame Street for older people. Brought to you by the letter B.
Or binary. This episode is 1101011. It's a palindrome. Is that the right word?
Words. I think so.
Both ways.
Why? Yeah. But it seems like a really bad way to like palindrome. Should be a palindrome itself. Self. It's shelf.
It's shelf.
It's shelf. Should it not?
It should. It's shelf.
Why is it not?
You mean the word palindrome should be a palindrome?
Yes.
That would be.
Are you just going to put it back to back? Yeah, thank you for doing the work for me. I can't do it in my head.
Palindromordnilop is.
Doesn't really roll off the tongue very well, does it? Like race car. Well, that would not be the right thing to call it. Be a little confusing.
This is episode number race car.
I don't know what you count in.
Oh, yes.
I use base. I don't know what base that would be.
Types of cars.
Base car. Yeah.
Base car.
Base transportation. Race car, choo-choo train, gondola.
But how? What's the hierarchy? I mean, there needs to be a system of assigning a greater or lesser value to certain things.
Gondolas doing first. The math on it.
Yeah. Gondolas first, roller skates are second.
Wait a second.
Gondola plus third. Roller skate equals canoe. Yeah. I think that's where we both ended up for three.
I'm like, water. Was
obviously.
That's all I bring to the table, ranking systems.
I'm confused.
I like it. I think it's useful. I feel like
moose
that would be...
Is fourth.
Moose?
Moose.
Yeah, like traveling by moose.
Right, but that's only how they count in Canada, Chris.
It's like
in
metric
Florida,
versus,
the take,
in,
yeah,
versus
it's just
imperial.
The accent. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In Florida, it would be alligator. In the rest of the country, it would be like raccoon. That's all.
If you go further, far enough north, then it'd be reindeer.
Yeah, eventually it becomes just like a fish if you go far enough south.
Where is Zamboni on this numeral system?
About 12.
I never showed you all. I have a new. I got my toy. This is a toy that I kickstarted a long time ago. I'm gonna do this. Yeah, you can hit it. You can shake it. Shaking only works for certain things. Like if I do.
Probably, that would be so addictive.
Probably drum. No, but if I do. There's something. There's like a shaker.
What is that thing called?
It is an Orba by Artiphone, and it's got drum, and it's got bass, and it's got a chord, and it's got a lead.
So basically, you're the guy that we want on road trips. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm imagining Chris like muted on calls, like just fiddling with it.
Yeah, yeah. You can record stuff. Unmute. You can record stuff to the Orba, and so you can have like an actual thing playing.
Record and then play with it?
Yeah, yeah. So when you record, you can record one part for each of the channels, and then you can save it. There's an app. There's a desktop app and a phone app.
What about app?
Yes, and you can save your songs, your compositions to that. It's MIDI compatible, although I haven't played with that. And there are like additional patches that you can download through the app. So if you don't like the sounds that you have, like those aren't the stock sounds. Those are other sounds that I got that I was playing with.
Can you drop your own samples in too?
You cannot drop your own samples in, as far as I know yet. It might be something that they end up doing in the future, because I don't imagine that it would be that hard.
Have you all seen Vibecat on YouTube? Of course you have.
I don't know. Maybe I have, but I don't know this by name.
Vibecat.
Well, yeah, let me get a link, because this is going to be important. It's not going to be important for the purposes of
it's going to be important for the show notes.
It's going to be important. Well, it's going to be important for everything you do for the rest of your lives.
Trying to position myself out of the sunset.
I've been doing this thing where I have been treating it like Rickroll at work. And yesterday someone invited me to a meeting, and there wasn't actually a meeting, it was a Zoom link, but it was actually linking to this. And it made me pretty dang happy. So, Vibecat.
Cat dancing on drum machine. Okay, cool.
That should just be our subject for today. My topic.
It should be. our kitten has, our new kitten, we got a new kitten a few weeks ago. Our new kitten has played on the piano a couple times. Intentionally.
Dang, I need a piano.
Virtuoso.
Nah.
Symphonies. Like,
bling, 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 bling. What is the topic today?
Okay.
The topic today is
virtuoso cats.
Yes. I lost it. It's on paper. Just one moment. I thought it cleaned my desk. Oh, embouchure. Embouchure.
Spell embouchure. It is the way you shape your mouth for playing wind instruments.
That's what I was gonna say. Is that?
Yeah.
Darn.
Yeah.
that was it. Okay.
I think it only applies to brass, or does it apply to woodwind as well?
It applies to woodwind as well.
Woodwind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's different. It's different. Your embouchure is different for woodwind instruments than it would be obviously for brass, but yeah, there's definitely a thing that you do.
I was a French horn player in a past life.
Sure.
See, Robin and I were discussing, he was like, pretty sure one of them will get this. And I was just like, I was like, I think Gary collects string instruments though. And like, yeah, I'm banking on that.
Played trumpet. My embouchure doesn't matter so much when I play string instruments.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I was like, I think he's musical. I think they're musical, but in completely different ways.
Yeah, it's a fair guess.
I played saxophone. I played alto sax.
Saxophone. I knew I forgot something. Oh, yeah. Wow.
I played alto sax, and I played a little bit of tenor, and I tried playing Barry once. There was a baritone sax in the music room, and I tried playing it, and I failed because of my embouchure. Embouchure.
Sure. Just trying to make it fancy.
I struggled with like the lower instruments, like tuba.
Yeah, it's hard. Trombone. You need to. I don't even know what you need to do.
I don't have enough air. There's not enough Gary to fill them up.
But tenor is fun. But yeah,
my French horn. Let me tell you about my French horn teacher in college, because for a brief moment, that was a major. He learned to play French horn to avoid, because he was hoping that when he was drafted for Vietnam, he could avoid going overseas by playing in the band. And so that worked for him. And he didn't particularly enjoy it, but that was his job. And so it was just miserable taking lessons from the guy.
And now he is a teacher teaching this instrument that he didn't really want to play in the first place, but did so that he could avoid fighting in the war.
Yeah.
Sounds like a very excellent decision.
I think that part of that too also meant that, you know, he, like, college wasn't a thing, you know? So I think that in his mind, like, this was his path forward. And I don't know how lucrative teaching at a college is, but I mean, it wasn't all he did there. So it was it's just a thing. That really coincided with me, like, not playing frequently. The joy was not there. It was like, you know, jump through these hoops, do it this way, do it for 2.5 hours a day. And, that's not music at that point. There's the unspoken magic that it's not there. Whatever. That's why I like Vibecat. Because I can relate to Vibecat. I can feel that. Also, it's just damn cute. I think I might need to take Jude outside, so keep talking while I handle this.
Or how about keep not talking?
Yeah. Oh, there's an empty chair.
Well, that's it.
That's my topic.
Yeah, that's it. That's the show. Okay, thanks for tuning in.
I have more topics, but it feels like a waste to try to pack more topics into one episode.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to let you guys have your win.
I'm pretty happy about it.
You seem ecstatic.
I think that's happened twice now where I'm like, I know what that is.
We do have questions. We can get to, we have one and then we have a spam, which is always entertaining. Maybe we did the spam. Did we do the spam?
You need to give me more information.
No, we didn't do the spam. I think I just read it because it links to our nixtamalization episode. And I remember looking at it and being like, what, why is that relevant to anything? But okay, we're going to just do this. I'm going to look at this. What did we link to? Corn, get down, make love, nihilist Arby's Twitter. stuff. Oh, the Mormon.
Chris is doing beef poetry. Don't mind him.
I see. I linked to information on how to register to vote because it was near midterm elections. I see. Yeah. Okay, so it's in if it's in reference to that link that we have this particular spam. Let me get back into it. Which is Hannah. Hi there, Hannah from Comparitech. I noticed you shared the USA.gov guide on registering to vote, and I'd like to suggest something alongside this. For anyone registering to vote, they might find it useful to understand what happens to their data once they've registered. Our team of researchers examined voter data privacy in each state, analyzing voter registration legislation, voter list request processes, and cybersecurity standards to determine which states have the best privacy protections for their voters. Here is the full study. If you think prospective voters will find this useful, perhaps you could add a link alongside the USA.gov guide here, please. Please let me know if you have any questions. Thank you in advance. P.S. Let me know if you'd rather not get in touch in the future. Hannah Bowen, Comparitech. Tech compared and reviewed. Comparitech is owned and operated by Comparitech Limited, company number 0996-2280, King's Lodge, London Road, Rest, Kingstown, Seven Folks, Kent, United Kingdom.
They're I've got somebody. Can we get a phone number?
They're in the UK, and they did give a phone number. They're in the UK.
Yeah. Can we share that, please?
Yes, it's a +44 0333 577 0163. They're in the UK, and they have a thing about voting by state, like state voting protection stuff. That's weird.
But also, like,
it's not, because it's very easy to get this data, apparently.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Like, what's the motivation? So I give data to lots of things by existing. It's not going to stop me from voting.
Okay, so I'm looking at
or existing.
Dagnabbit. Okay, so Gary, your state, your current state, North Carolina, is one of the lowest scores due to anyone being able to access the voter database online without any authentication. North Carolina.
Yeah, is this like golf where lower is better?
No, lower is worse.
Okay.
I mean, I guess better if you think that better is, you know, having all of your data out there for people to get.
Well, I am an unaffiliated voter in this state, so nobody sought my information and contacted me. However, Rhonda was contacted by lots of people because she is an affiliated voter,
yeah.
Which doesn't make sense because I think if I follow what the media is saying, swing voters are always the difference. I would think unaffiliated would indicate that I'm swingable.
It would imply that. Virginia.
It's not accurate, but it would imply that.
Virginia is the best state in the United States with a score of 37.5 out of 47.
I thought it was 37.5 out of 100.
Well, that's what I thought when I saw it first, but then it says there it's out of 47. Utah was, I don't know where they are in the rankings, but they're pretty good, and California is pretty good.
Where is Florida?
I just closed it, so now
it's usually in the south, like underneath the other states.
You know, the further south you get in Florida, the further south you go, the further north you get.
Yes.
A wise man once said that. Or Floridian, which, you know.
Under the influence of Florida water.
Under the influence of Florida.
Driving along under the influence of Florida.
Okay, Florida is bad. Florida isn't.
I am shocked to hear that.
Florida is not as bad as North Carolina, but it is middling, I would say. They have it color coded, so they have, like, you know, darker red is bad and blue is good, which seems kind of, I don't know, that seems
like the wrong scale. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If we're gonna use color scale, I get it from like an accessibility perspective.
So,
but.
So Florida is a little bit like pinkish, I guess, a little bit orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that 100% of times that I voted in North Carolina, my vote has been counted. It's probably about 70% in Florida. So, God bless you, or something.
Yeah, that's the COVID cough.
Oh, I think one of my colleagues has it now as well.
So we just got, there is a press conference. Well, I don't know, they do a press conference every day where they talk about the COVID numbers. And new cases today was like 3,800 new cases today, or reported in the last 24 hours. Which doesn't seem like a lot when you're comparing it to like states that have like several thousand, but like our high a month ago was like 1,500, and our high before that was like 500 or something, you know, like, ugh. Like it's just like, you know, that belch, that chart is just like, it's on the, like, going straight up scale. Yeah. Like yesterday it was like literally, like the last high, the most recent high was like 2,800. So now we're at 30. So like 1,000 more cases than Friday. We're just thanks. Setting and breaking records every single day. It's fantastic. But we're, you know, not talking about COVID. This isn't a COVID show.
Are there podcasts that started to talk about COVID? I bet there are.
Yeah.
I imagine so, yeah.
I mean, when the blah, 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 one of the spin-off Critical Role podcasts is All Work No Play, which was actually started by two guys, two of the guys that are on the show. They actually had a podcast before they were on the show, I believe. And they just sort of continued to doing it, and then they affiliated it with Critical Role. But their last podcast season, I guess, which was like 10 episodes or something, was mostly around like just checking in with people and talking about COVID and how people are getting through it. So I would say, yes, there are definitely shows that are about that. I mean, there's podcasts about anything. Gary, what do you, I mean, do you live under a rock? Podcast about living under a rock, probably.
Oh, I could do that podcast. Yes. I'm distracted. UPS parked out front and I'm waiting for something to happen.
Could be a lunch break. Could be just a sandwich.
Sandwich. Odd choice. Oh. Maybe they'll need it. Nothing happened.
Or was there a surveillance team in the back and they were like, this is pretty boring, let's move on.
Like, gosh, people record podcasts about anything.
It's very true.
Yeah, I guess that could be the case. Surveillance. I think I would use something a little like less on brand than UPS, though. Maybe? I don't know. I guess we're so used to seeing UPS vehicles that whatever.
It's always the mailman or the taxi driver.
There's a
mailman is so cute. He Katie will play on the swings in the afternoon around 2 or 3, and he will always, that's about when he delivers, and so he'll wave and say hello, and when he gets to the end of the street he parks and then walks the other side because the other side doesn't have boxes. So the other day Katie and I were out for a walk, and he happened to be, you know, a few streets up where we were walking, and he drove past. And he said, hey, I'll see you later on, to Katie. And I'm like, just adorable. But they're pals, you know? Which is, seriously, in this day and age, like, that's cool.
I was going to say about surveillance vans. You know those really big vans that they use for, like, Amazon trucks and things like that?
Those tall ones, yeah.
Yeah, the tall ones. There's, like, some that are, like, Mercedes-Benz, like, company. Well, yep. There's one of those in our neighborhood that we passed by, and so it's like, and it's gray, so it's not Amazon van. It's not, I don't know what it is, but it's like a plain gray tinted windows. It's probably a surveillance van. Yeah.
Is it close enough to be surveilling you or?
No, it's parked. It's always parked in front of a specific house. it's probably their van. It's probably not surveilling them. But if it was,
Chris drives by and like some guy standing outside have a cigarette, like, oh, opens the door and jumps back in. Like, that was weird. It's not sketchy at all.
Totally
normal. It is a very sketchy van, though.
One time I saw a pizza truck deliver pizza there. I don't know. Probably nothing. I think it's so funny that that has become a phrase that, I guess it's not funny. It's funny in a very dark sort of way, that that's become a phrase that people use now very quickly, like in a, oh, look at this hellscape we live in sort of way. Like, that's the new normal.
What's the phrase? It's probably fine. Is that what we're saying?
No, new normal.
Oh, new normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's probably fine.
It's probably fine, I think, is definitely something I say at work a lot.
It's probably fine.
It's probably fine. Still in a lot of confidence. I'm sure that anybody cares. Whatever. We had 36 hours of rain here, mm-hmm. which is a lot. Mm-hmm. There was actually flooding across the interstate here and rivers that have overflown, and like 6 people have died in the state from floodwaters.
Jeez.
And my lizard Florida brain, like whenever there was heavy rain and there were like flood warnings, like that meant hey, if you live on the beach, like, you know, bring your sandals and shoes in from outside. There's going to be water against your sliding glass door. So, like, you know, flood warnings in Florida. I guess there's probably some areas in Florida where flood warnings matter. But, I mean, like, it's going to, like, damage your house. But you're going to see it coming, so get your expensive stuff out of the way. And that's, you know, whatever. So, like, for people to have, like, you know, been swept away in water, I'm kind of, whoa, that's something. Mm-hmm. Not something good either.
It's interesting that your first experience with flooding is in North Carolina and not in Florida, where you are frequently affected by hurricanes.
The thing you have to remember in Florida is it's flat. So, like, if you pour, like, a gallon of water on a table, like,
it's just going to go off.
You flood the table, but it just goes to the side and falls off. Right. So
it's not going to collect anywhere.
Like, definitely we had like some elevation change when I worked downtown. Like, it was probably the entrance to the parking lot was probably 3 feet higher than the bottom of the parking lot. So, I mean, that was a big difference. And so when it rained, like, yeah, we would get water like up against the building, and water would, like, you know, in the gully out back, not gully, what would you call it? No, trench. Maybe, trench. I don't know. Trench. Moat? It was moat. Yeah. In our business moat out back. We kept the alligators. You know, if we got rain for a few days, that would fill up, and then you have water, like, you know, 2 or 3 inches in the warehouse. But that was the kind of flooding we dealt with. It's like standing water 2 or 3 inches in, or at least I should say my limited experience. So this morning we were supposed to have family photos taken, and contacted the photographer, like, hey, like, this flash flood warning, like, and it's pouring rain, maybe we could reschedule. Yeah, that makes sense. And apparently, like, the entrance to the park had water across the road. We were going to go to a park to shoot photos. I probably should have included that park. Not that part. Park? Did we note at the beginning of this episode, I'm sure we did, that we were recording at a different time of day?
No, we did not note that. We are recording at a different time of day. Usually
record now that's on the
first
record.
Thing in the morning. And now we're recording in the afternoon when we've all, you know, had lunch and been working for most of the day, or been on calls for most of the day, as the case may be. A little bit punch happy, punch drunk, slap happy.
Punch drunk, slap happy, without words.
Slack happy.
Slack pappy. Slack pappy.
Slack happy. Don't get slack happy with your at channels.
We have a question. We have an Allison question. That we can answer, or we can attempt to answer. Probably answer it very badly.
That's what I imagined.
Yeah.
We do.
The question is, might have already asked this?
No.
That's a question that's not been asked previously.
Yeah. Maybe?
Yeah.
Previously, you've never asked if you've asked that question. So there we go. That's the question. No. Actually, it continues. It goes on from there. It says, but astrology... What are your sun, moon, and rising sign? And I don't know any of it, but I do know I am a Scorpio in this month that I was born.
A good starting point.
Yeah.
So
I feel like
I'm sorry.
I feel like I've always been pretty stereotypical as far as that goes. Like all of the various descriptions of what Scorpios are like, and all the things that like all the memes and stereotypes, I feel like I fall into most of those. And I don't know how much of that is like a self-fulfilling prophecy, and how much of that is just, or like, if it's just like, hey, astrology, it's so super general. And so we make these archetypes that everybody can fit into, but if you apply it to yourself, then you totally see yourself there, because it's a thing.
Classic Scorpio.
Yeah, classic. Classic. I study these, like, you know, when I was doing a tarot thing and researching tarot stuff, like, I was like, Carl Jung did a lot of research into archetypes and tarot as archetypes and things, and like, that's a thing that you do. That's a thing that your brain does. Like, you have these generic things and you just put them out there, and then you like you say, you are that thing, and like, oh, I am that thing. Look at all these ways that I am that thing. Like, just, yeah. If I was told I was something else, I'd probably be those things too.
Do you think that's the case though? Like, is that honestly?
I don't know, maybe.
It's a classic Scorpio response.
Probably is, yeah. I told you, I'm pretty Cancer. Stereotypical.
Yeah.
I don't even know enough about the other signs to know how you're to like, stereotype I mean, just other signs. Other than Geminis are incapable of making decisions.
I'm not a Gemini. I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, I was like, are you taking offense at this?
I was going to say something about, stereotypes.
Yes.
I don't think you are stereotypical. That's it. That's
in,
all I was going to say.
In general?
As a stereotypical Scorpio?
Oh, in general. I don't know what a stereotypical Scorpio would be. No. My exposure to astrology is rare entertainment, I guess.
I was also born in the year of the horse. Chinese astrology, but I don't know what that means.
I think I was the rooster. Fairly certain I was a rooster. I would need to look at a placemat and work backwards. yeah. I feel like we should talk about food in this episode as we usually do.
Why haven't we? Is there a reason? Like, is it the time of day? Have you already had lunch? Are you not thinking about food as much? Are you not in a room where you have a visual of like the bananas on the table or something?
No, I'm usually situated.
I love
here
the vision of you there. trying to peek around the corner to see bananas.
Wait, are the bananas there?
We just got some bananas yesterday. We had one that's like on its way to becoming bread, and then like a new bunch of them. But I was going to say that for lunch I had I have no idea what was in this rice. We had this great yellow rice a couple nights ago. It was yellow rice and black beans and onions, and I'm thankful that I work remotely because the onions were very ripe, or whatever onions get. They were ready to onion. Whew. Maybe that's why I'm not thinking about food, because that's the word. Yes, potent. They brought game. and I don't know what's happening later on for dinner. It's not far from now, and I'm looking forward to it. We're going to caverns tomorrow.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I'm really stoked. It's about a 2-hour drive, but I think it's going to be worth it.
Sorry, is that a restaurant or a town? I don't know.
Like actual caverns. Like
we're gonna go actual caverns. Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably, that was probably a very abrupt transition from food.
I was still on the food train. I was like, it must be really important if they're driving so far.
We're going to go like up the hill, up the mountain. Like that's always a fun day. Hopefully the weather holds. Hopefully it's not rainy up there. Hopefully the caverns are not flooded.
If it's with the rain. Higher elevation, then it shouldn't be. It might be
wet. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure how that all works. I just hope we don't have another 36 hours of rain. The temperature was like holding, in the 70s while it was raining. And now that it has stopped, it has dropped 10 degrees. Literally while I've been in meetings this afternoon. I wish I had socks. I mean, I have socks. I wish I had socks on.
I feel like there's a way to make that dream a reality.
Yeah, there probably is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I took the dog for a walk, I put on my sandals and tromped the puddles.
I got a notification on my phone that said it was going to be 32 degrees or less today, this afternoon, so.
Ooh.
Welcome to November.
Crispy. Yeah. Yeah, no, it snowed over the weekend. So, yeah, it snowed. Mm-hmm. It snowed.
Oh, right, Fahrenheit. Okay, I'm on board. I was just like, that's super warm.
Yeah, sorry. Zero.
No, degrees. I'm on it. I just was like, I guess, zero. Like beautiful day. Good luck. Like
0 degrees.
Chris, it's Z, not zero.
Sorry, Z. No,
Zedro.
Yeah, Z is Z.
I know. It cracked me up though.
Maybe nil. Maybe we can say nil. Nil degrees.
I'm gonna say Zed.
I don't think that's his thing. So you asked us about this horoscope thing, and obviously we failed miserably at answering the question.
You didn't bail because I'm gonna drop some links and find out who's what.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See how straightforward Chris really is.
I was going to say, because this obviously came from somewhere, or maybe somewhere. I know that is a thing that you are pursuant in. I don't know if that's the right phrasing, but I'm going to go with
fluent,
it.
Fluent, I believe, is the word you're looking for.
I don't know if I'm fluent, but I read a lot about it, I guess. But I am a double Capricorn. What does that mean? With an Aquarius ascendant. It means my sun and moon are in Capricorn. Okay. So it's a bit of a doozy, but not a shocker if you know me.
But I don't know what Capricorn any of with this a what? Means.
Pardon?
What was the second part? Double Capricorn.
My ascendant is Aquarius, so my rising sign is Aquarius.
Could you say that you had an Aquarius kicker, or no? Would that not be
maybe?
A phrase
yeah, out? I kind of like that.
I like the way that rolls off the tongue. Double Capricorn with an Aquarius kicker.
With an Aquarius kicker. When we open our astrology-themed bar, that's what we'll.
That could be a drink on the menu.
I can roll with that. Yeah,
it's like an extra. And it would shot be a mix or something.
Yeah. I was gonna say it would be like
it's
green
Aquarius,
tea.
It would be like blue Curacao or something.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you all fancy. And then I would roll in and be like, "This place is fantastic. Can I get a beer?"
Typical Cancer.
Yeah.
I might even have a beer tonight. What kind? Beer.
Beer.
Yeah.
In a bottle or a can?
I have just canned beer right now. That's how they tend to sell it at local breweries in this area.
Thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at binaryjazz. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the form on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.